This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Police had multiple interactions with the shooter in last month's killing spree that left 5 dead in the Denver metro area. Ed Perlmutter, Jason Crow, Diana DeGette, and Jonah Goose have all signed a letter stating they have serious concerns about how law enforcement handled threats the shooter made months before his killing spree. The Omicron variant's transmissibility is fueling uncertainty about where this COVID-19 surge is heading. Cases and testing positivity rates are setting records, but that might not be the entire picture. Dean of the Colorado School of Public Health, Dr. John Samet, says overall, case counts are likely much higher than the state data suggests.
Failure to report positive home tests, or people are just not so sick, not getting tested. We really don't know at this point, much more than a lot of people in Colorado are probably infected.
Samet says a large wave of infections can still strain Colorado's healthcare system. Governor Jared Polis spoke to the legislature yesterday in his yearly State of the State address. He focused on cutting costs for families and businesses as the economy heads into year 3 of the pandemic.
There must be at least 50 ways to save Coloradans money, 50 ways to save Coloradans money. If it isn't clear, saving Coloradans money and keeping our state affordable is my top priority this session.
That was the governor's best impression of Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Polis also used the speech to acknowledge the many other challenges facing Colorado, including crime, COVID, and climate change. This is CPR News.